Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God our Father of majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, God stands by us in dangers. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though a war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we pray for all those who've asked us to pray for them today and that have told us their issues today, that they can live out this song and its spiritual wisdom and get the help that they need most from God. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead. So that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his. A reading from the letter of St. James. Act on this word. If all you do is listen to it, you are deceiving yourselves. There is, on the other hand, the man who peers into freedom's ideal law and abides by it. He is no forgetful listener, but one who carries out the law in practice. Blessed will this man be in whatever he does. A reading from the second letter of the Apostle Peter, chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. In times past, there were false prophets among God's people, and among you also there will be false teachers who will smuggle in perennious heresies. They will go so far as to deny the master who acquired them for his own, thereby bringing on themselves swift disaster. Their lustful ways will lure many away. Through them, the true way will be made subject to contempt. They will deceive you with fabricated tales in a spirit of greed. Their condemnation has not lain idle all this time. However, their destruction is not asleep. Did God spare even the angels who sin? He did not. He held them captive in Tarsus, consigned them to pits of darkness to be guarded until judgment. Nor did he spare the ancient world, even though he preserved Noah as a preacher of holiness with seven others, when he brought down the flood on that godless earth. He blanketed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in ashes and condemned them to destruction, thereby showing what would happen in the future to the godless. He did deliver Lot, however, a just man oppressed by the conduct of men unprincipled in their lusts. Day after day, that just one, good as he was, felt himself tormented by seeing and hearing about the lawless deeds of those living among whom he lived. The Lord indeed knows how to rescue devout men from trial, and how to continue the punishment of the wicked up to the day of judgment. Responsory prayer. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, while underneath they are ravenous wolves. Many false prophets shall rise up. They will work great wonders and deceive many, while underneath they are ravenous wolves. Second reading from a homily attributed to Saint Marcius, Bishop. Woe to the soul that does not have Christ dwelling in it. When God was displeased with the Jews, he delivered Jerusalem to the enemy, and they were conquered by those who hated them. There were no more sacrifices or feasts. likewise angered at a soul who had broken his commands, God handed it over to his enemies, who corrupted and finally totally dishonored it. When a house has no master living in it, it becomes dark, vile, and contemptible, choked with filth and disgusting refuge. So too is a soul which has lost its master, who once rejoiced there with his angels. The soul is darkened with sin, its desires are degraded, and it knows nothing but shame. Woe to the path it is not walked on, or along which the voices of men are not heard, for then it becomes the haunt of wild animals. Woe to the soul if the Lord does not walk within it to banish within his voice the spiritual beasts of sin. Woe to the house where no master dwells, to the field where no farmer works, to the pilotless ship, storm-tossed and sinking. Woe to the soul without Christ as its true pilot, drifting in the darkness, buffeted by the waves of passion, storm-tossed at the mercy of evil spirits. Its end is destruction. Woe to the soul that does not have Christ to cultivate it with care to produce the good fruit of the Holy Spirit. Left to itself, it is choked with thorns and thistles. Instead of fruit, it produces only what is fit for burning. Woe to the soul that does not have Christ dwelling in it. Deserted and foul with the filth of the passions, it becomes a haven for all the vices. When a farmer prepares to till the soil, he must put on clothing and use tools that are suitable. So Christ, our heavenly King, came to till the soil of mankind, devastated by sin. He assumed a body and, using the cross as his plowshare, cultivated the barren soul of man. He removed the thorns and thistles, which are the evil spirits, and pulled up the weeds of sin. Into the fire he cast the straw of wickedness. And when he had plowed the soul with the wood of the cross, he planted in it a most lovely garden of the Spirit that could produce for its Lord and God the sweetest and most pleasant fruit of every kind. I am the true vine, and you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him brings forth much fruit. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much fruit. We're going to pray part of the office for the dead today, since it's November and we don't have any special holy days or saints or anything today. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed, and the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his in glory. And we say, Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Christ, Son of the living God, you raised up Lazarus, your friend, from the dead. Raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn from the dead. Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserve punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life. Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May they receive faith in the resurrection and the life of the world to come. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light. When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven. Pray for Father Rob, Father Vili, for Deacon Tony, for all of our pastors and shepherds. Pray for Pope Leo XIV to be able to be saved and guided by the Holy Spirit. What do we want to pray for? Your intentions. Pray for Henry to be protected and helped during this difficult time, and for Nigeria, for the people throughout the world, especially in Nigeria, to be helped. And Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one, pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, source of forgiveness and salvation for all mankind, hear our prayers. By the prayers of the ever-Virgin Mary, may our friends, relatives, and benefactors who have gone from this world come to share eternal happiness with all your saints. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. God, our Creator and Redeemer, by your power, Christ conquered death and returned to you in glory. May all of your people, all those who have passed away this last year, particularly Bill Kellogg and some others, have them in mind, who have gone before us in faith, share in his victory, and enjoy the vision of your glory forever. Through Christ, where Christ lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let's pray for the Pope, and for those who are suffering from suicidal thoughts and tendencies, that we may be able to minister to them, and that God himself will save them and minister to them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All right. Everything's going fairly well with the online ministry. It's all been restored, but I think, maybe not all of it, most of it's been restored. Things seem to be really going good. So that's an update and a thank you for all of your prayers for my ministry on social networks to be saved and protected. We know that some people are contacting us from different countries and they're asking for prayers. So, pray for them. That's what I kind of mentioned before. I hope that you have a great rest of your night and that I get a good night's sleep tonight.